According to Webster's New Collegiate Dictionary, a family is, quote, the basic unit in society having as its nucleus two or more adults living together and cooperating in the care and rearing of their own or adopted children, end quote. Despite this all-inclusive definition, a lesbian or gay couple with or without children is not the image conjured up when most people create a picture of a family. Nevertheless, lesbian and gay couples and their children consider themselves families. And over the past 30 years, same-sex couples have sought societal recognition of their families. It began in the early 1970s when lesbian and gay couples applied for marriage licenses, asked courts to allow one partner to adopt the other, and took other steps to legally cement their relationship. Most of these efforts failed. By the mid-1980s, the emphasis changed to seeking domestic partnership recognition for same-sex couples. This effort continues with increasing strength in the new century, and the desire to marry has again emerged. Some couples are applying to the state for marriage licenses and suing their states when their requests are denied. Others, and many others I would say, are participating in their own ceremonies sanctioned by their friends, families, and spiritual communities. It's interesting to note that the lesbian and gay community is itself divided over the marriage issue. The community consists of an enormous number of people of every conceivable age, race, religion, lifestyle, income, and opinion. It is, of course, impossible to convince such a large and diverse group of people to throw their political weight behind any one issue. For example, some argue that regardless of any individual's desire to get married, the community as a whole should support official recognition of their right to do so. On the other hand, there are those who decry marriage as a sexist and patriarchal institution that should be avoided at all costs. Still others are enjoying a higher level of economic prosperity than the average American and don't feel constrained in any way by a lack of marriage rights. Another group doesn't want to risk repercussions, while perhaps another group just doesn't care one way or the other. In 1978, the United States Supreme Court declared marriage to be of fundamental importance to all individuals. The court described marriage as one of the basic civil rights of man and the most important relation in life. The court also noted that the right to marry is part of the fundamental right to privacy in the United States Constitution. Although marriage has been declared a fundamental right, no state yet recognizes same-sex marriages. However, change is on the horizon. In December 1999, the Vermont Supreme Court ordered its state legislature to come up with a system providing same-sex couples with traditional marriage benefits and protections. In response to the Supreme Court's mandate, the Vermont legislature passed the Vermont Civil Union Law, which went into effect on July 1, 2000.